Thank you for the mic checking.
I love it.
Today we have a legend, right?
Yes, a legend.
Right.
All right, cool. Good, good, good. We're on the right track.
Yep.
You guys might have seen her on Bang Bros. Habib Show.
Yes.
Run it up.
What am I missing?
Keep going. Yeah, my God, that's all you know.
Brazzers?
No, no, yeah.
See?
Wait.
I haven't got Brazzers yet. Oh, hopefully, hopefully.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they probably scared.
They scared?
Yeah, they scared I take over.
Yeah, I think so too. What am I missing out, Price?
You got Reality Kings.
Reality Kings?
No, yeah.
Not yet?
No, no.
X Videos.
Of course.
I'm posting and they still in too.
Oh, damn. Oh, they be still out of content.
Everywhere.
Pornhub be stealing your content too?
No, I shoot for him.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay.
Yeah, shoot for him.
Shout out to Pornhub. We have a legend. I've honestly jerked off to her before in life.
I love it.
I'm the only person saying it, but somebody else.
Drop them babies. You know? There you go. Don't them motherfuckers. Fire on them back.
She came out in the cold from her busy schedule to record with us. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, make some motherfucking noise for Queen Rose.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you for being there for me during COVID.
During COVID only? So what about now?
You're there for me too.
Okay, that's what's up.
No, but I think he's referring to a very specific time in COVID, right?
Yes.
When everybody was home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You were home.
You was working.
I was working. I was hustling. I stay hustling.
Yeah, shout out to the hustling.
We appreciate that.
Look, and I want to say thank you for being here for me today, because that's why I was late.
Very welcome. So you re-listen before you got here?
That's a fact.
You can re-listen here.
Maybe the other room.
Oh, shit.
Okay, cool. So how was it shooting that? Because I don't know if everybody knows that you had shot that scene in Times Square during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And all my friends seen it. Everybody was sending it to me like, yo, this is some crazy shit. I'm like... But that broke the mold, you know what I'm saying? Yes. I respected it because people like to do the same boring stuff over and over again. Yeah, but that really raised people's eyebrows. Like, oh, for real? Did you jerk off to that price?
Of course.
Okay.
Probably three times.
Can y'all give me some details on what it was?
I think I need to do another one.
Yeah, I think so too.
This time I think I have to be a little bit more careful, obviously, because there's so many people out. But
yeah.
It's not impossible. You could do it.
I think so too. You could do anything you could put your mind to.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you say, Danny?
No, I'm saying, can y'all give me some details on this scene? Because I haven't seen it.
Well, it's COVID, Times Square. So I don't know if you remember, like, it was a ghost town.
Daytime, nighttime.
Nighttime.
Was it nighttime?
Yeah, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Okay.
Fire.
You guys are smart.
This was the giving head in the street shit, right?
Had to be smart. Huh?
This was the giving head in the street shit, right?
No, they were fucking.
I was fucking. I was doing both. I was giving head and I was fucking.
I think that's the part I seen.
Did you see anybody see you during that?
Yeah, some people passed by. A lot of people passed by. And they were like, hey. I was like, oh, yeah. Getting it in Times Square.
Yeah.
And then some people actually stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, they just watch.
Yeah, I think I want to stop too.
Yeah.
I would watch. Wow.
I think I would just watch.
Yeah, I would stop and watch.
Yeah, of course.
Nigga, I help the camera crew. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I need help. Fuck
as a person who does porn, do you actually like to watch people have sex too?
I do, but then when I watch somebody, it's like I want to join in, so.
Oh, okay. You can't watch for too long.
I can watch for too long.
All right, cool.
Especially if they kind of boring and stuff, you're going to.
So you go in
there to
spice it up.
Spice that shit up.
Oh, okay, okay.
Talk some shit.
I thought it was because you're watching because you enjoy it. You want to join. It's like,
I enjoy it when I'm doing it. That's when I actually get it.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you ever on set for like other people's work and you're not actually in the scene? Like you're just on set?
Mm-hmm.
So how is that for you if you kind of don't get you aroused?
Nah.
You don't play with yourself?
No, when I'm watching somebody else that's doing it on the scene. No, I respect that part.
So okay. I got a question.
Because if I do, boy, the scene will be over. I'll finish that shit.
Okay. Okay.
So, let me give him some time to do that thing.
So I want
to
know, right? When you masturbate, do you masturbate for you or do you masturbate for just content now?
Both. Well, actually, you know, when I'm on the road and working and stuff like that, obviously I masturbate for video chat or for content and stuff like that. When I'm home, I masturbate for me.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that was a good question, because you're wondering, like, sometimes if they feel like they're wasting the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing it for just the content.
I make sure I do me.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
When you masturbating for yourself, what are you doing?
What you mean what I do?
What's your favorite?
When I masturbate for myself?
Yeah.
I really don't like to be penetrated. You know, when I'm doing me, I just rub on my click. So okay. I don't really like to masturbate or me. Penetrate.
No dildo.
No dildo, because I get too much of dildo. So I just want to feel my body. I want to feel myself. So I just rub my clit.
Respect. You squirt too?
Respected.
Every now and then, I mean, not everybody. When I was way younger, I squirt a lot. But as I got older, not everybody make me squirt. It takes different type of dicks or different type of person and the chemistry to make me do that.
Is squirting also a mental thing then?
Based on myself,
yeah,
it wasn't mental. I was enjoying the dick. So,
okay.
That's real.
Straight up, you know what I'm saying? I just enjoy the dick and he's hitting the right part. You know what I'm saying? But mental, I don't know. I don't. Maybe all the bitches know me. You
damn.
Know what I'm saying? I'm going about feeling.
I was trying to see if I could trick a girl into squirting. But
put a gallon of water on the bitch. get a douche. I put some water and then hold it and release
that's
it.
That's good for content. If I was doing content, I think I'd do that. Because that's the guaranteed squirt.
They do
squirt.
That. They
for real?
Do that. Well, that's what they do.
So you got to fix
my whole life. You didn't tell us this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't tell us this, bro.
Oh, damn. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce this here.
Get a douche. You know, put all that water in the pussy, tie your pussy, and when they tell you release it, you release it.
Okay.
Wow. Movie magic. A lot of women don't be having control on the pussy like that, though. You gotta have
it like
the
Kegel. Yeah, they can keep it tight.
Yeah. Do you do Kegel exercise at all? Or used to?
What?
Do like the Kegel exercise, Kegel.
My pussy tight, my pussy stay tight. But I do it. I contract it.
Yeah, because that's like, you know, some people are born naturally strong, but they can still go to the gym and flex.
I used to work out a lot. I mean, now that I got in the industry, I'll be so tired sometimes. But this 2024, I'm going to focus a lot in the gym. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's what's up. Me too.
Where are you from?
Puerto Rico.
Okay.
PR.
Okay. Before we press record, we're having some conversation about Latinas. Would you say Latinas are the most freakiest women on the planet Earth?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a fact.
So Queen, you into anal?
No, my anal is virgin as of right now.
Okay. Really?
We clap it up for that.
I clap it up for that.
She means it's a born again virgin.
I did it before, but with my last relationship, obviously, and I had the one video where I did it with a dildo.
Mm-hmm.
But in the industry, I haven't had anybody to fuck me on my ass yet.
Oh, so you're gonna get the big check when it's time to get it on camera.
Yes.
Smart.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the shit right there. I don't want just anybody or everybody to fuck your ass.
They're
already fucking my pussy, so no. Whoever I choose to do my anal scene is gonna go fire. It's gonna go viral because they haven't seen no man penetrating in my ass.
Okay.
I like that.
So, yeah. All right. So being that this is gonna be a big moment for you when you eventually do it, did you identify the size that you might want to go in? Like
it'd be my own size.
Yeah.
So I could make all the money.
Yeah?
Yes.
So
I'm not gonna allow a company for my first anal scene. I'm not gonna give it to a company and get paid.
No. No, not the site. The size. Of the dick.
You're talking about the other size.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, my Spanish.
It's all good. My English.
I don't want to get real big.
Okay.
I want to start from little to big.
What's little?
little, probably like 6 inches.
God damn.
Yeah, probably six. I mean, if I could get 4, that's fine, but I want a little.
They're gonna give
I want to lit it and let this stretch it out, and then okay, when I'm ready for a big one, I just don't want to break my asshole like that.
Training wheels.
So you don't play with like butt plugs and shit like
that? I do put the butt plug, but that's nothing compared with a real nigga's eye, boy.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing. Don't butt plug. Don't do nothing to your asshole. For okay. me, I mean. No, when you got the real dick on your ass, it's completely different. They got butt plug don't do nothing. Them bitches don't stretch me out.
They got the dinosaur ones.
Yeah, the shit that's big.
My ass.
Okay.
So, Queen, you ever been double penetrated?
I want to.
Okay.
But I haven't. That's another thing I'm holding for my last.
Got you. Okay. This seems to be something everybody is like saving, because it's like, I guess in porn, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. You can't just give all yourself
one time. Back. Thank you.
You kind of got all the tricks.
Then what else you going to have at the end of your career? What else? You have donated with everybody.
Right.
Obviously, you know, vaginal. So what else do you have to offer to your fans?
Yeah.
Right.
So no, they're going to wait for that double penetration, and they're going to wait for that analysis.
Yeah. I thought you was going to say, what else are you going to give to your husband?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I don't have no husband. Let me get that clear. But whoever,
none of us either.
That was my next question.
I'm not looking into that. I'm not looking into no relationships right now. Just because of my values of a Latina woman and the way I was raised. Okay. I like to be a one-man woman. And my men, I don't like to share the men. So therefore, I'm away until my career is over. And then I'll give myself some time to date. And I want to also, just the same way that I dedicate myself to a man, I want that man to dedicate himself to.
Question.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Question. That's good vibes. So when you start dating, will you tell them about your past, like your past career?
Listen.
Well, that's off the table.
When you start dating somebody, you don't need to worry about the past. Why would you want to bring the past to somebody's life? You know, if we met today, what do you want to know about my past? Let's work it out. What's going on today? I move from there forward. Fuck the past.
But I'm
saying, if they agree, I know what you come. You say like, if they
because of the
shit,
internet, they
wrote.
Pop up on your shit. You know,
they come across your shit.
Yeah. Like, what if they just come across your shit?
I don't care. I don't care. I'm always being a woman that is secure about herself.
Amen.
I don't play no games, like, and I'm straight up forward. And I'm gonna tell you, baby, this is who I am, and you take it or leave it. I don't give a damn.
Would
I
you?
Do you pause?
Would you be worried about somebody like being a fan? Like, are you dating somebody and they're pretending that they don't know you, but they're really a fan?
That'd be much better, probably. He could fuck me better. Which one you want me to be? You want me to be Queen Ro? You want me to be the other one? Which one you want tonight?
Have you ever done that? I see some porn stars do that. They do the fuck a fan, like a lucky fan thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are those real?
I did it one time.
Yeah.
But every time I pick up a winner, he can't fly to me. And then I choose somebody else. You marry. Okay, I can't come the time. Okay. Then I choose somebody else. All the winners, they never came through.
And they're submitting themselves to get chosen?
Yeah.
So what the fuck they doing that for?
Why would you participate if you could make it?
Right.
They just want, it's like people, super lives.
Can I submit myself?
Yeah, of course. We do a raffle.
Of course. And I'm doing it soon.
Just a raffle amongst us.
You do it.
I'm doing it soon. Yes.
Do a raffle.
Yes. Right? I'm having a fan fall contest very soon, just because of the fact that so many fans ask me about it, and I'm ready to do one. Yes.
Say that.
Okay.
I got it. Got another question for you, right?
Okay, go ahead.
$1 million, right? Mm-hmm. It's a glory hole. It's a dick in the glory hole, and you have 5 minutes to make him come, but you can only choose whether your mouth or your pussy. Which one you using?
My mouth.
Word. That is
shit.
That is
drain the balls real quick. Yes.
No, this is a secure woman for real.
mouth. Drain that motherfucker balls quick.
Oh, because you could use your hands and stuff too?
I don't need to use my hands.
Okay.
No hands.
I'll practice. No, baby. Listen, just like you do squat on the dick, I do squat with my mouth.
Okay,
I like to do that because I put my hands right here and then I just do that. Like,
you heard that before?
I don't need to use my hands. Now,
so
if you want me to use my hands, I'll do it.
Okay.
But I go deeper when I just put all my strength.
So your mouth is better than your pussy?
No, sir. I'm just saying my mouth. I'm just saying, no, because if I put it in my pussy, he'll be done. It won't last.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, he talking about the glory hole. So just because it's more comfortable for me to get down and let the motherfucker bless me. You know what I'm saying? But if I had to just, how the hell I'm going to do a glory hole? What the fuck?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, I just get comfortable and I put my mouth. So it's about position sometimes.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, it's like science.
So you say you get down and he bless you, so you've considered if come me. On you, he bless you.
Bless me, because yeah, bless me.
So
bless
you're like
me.
You're like a you're like a facial woman.
Yeah, the facial. Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. Okay.
Facial, aka so blessing. You're rather,
yes, you're, blessing.
Oh, I'm using that now. A blessing.
Yeah,
I'm
like, you want a blessing.
Hey, I like that one. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes. So
would you rather like swallowing or a facial?
I do both.
Yeah.
I put obviously because when I do the facial, I make sure that I get some in my mouth too.
Who is this woman?
Best of both worlds.
Okay.
The goal for real.
Do that again, real quick.
Lick that motherfucker.
Oh, I respect it.
I like
and
that.
I love it because, like, obviously, you know, when some men are coming, they can't handle that you keep sucking.
You keep going.
Keep going. And then they be like, oh,
that's, oh, yeah, that's
the shit that makes you shrivel up.
That's my favorite part. When they bust that nut and then they be like pushing you like that. And like, no, nigga, it's mine. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Electric chair.
Yes, I love that.
You know, Lil Kim got a song. Lil Kim has a song that says, I used to be scared of the dick, not throw lips and shit. Doesn't apply to me, Danny. Stop looking at me.
I wanted to see where this is going.
I used to be scared of that.
Of what?
What she's talking about, like when they keep sucking.
Yeah, okay.
But
when
now,
keep sucking.
Now I embrace it, though.
Yeah. You hold it?
Yeah, because I didn't know that I could nut like 3 seconds after. I'm saying, like, you nut. And then you could nut again like in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know?
Type shit.
Yeah. Turbo.
Crazy.
So I have on one of my videos with Freak Mob. Which
Freak Mob, see?
Freak Mob. Yeah, that's how she wishing a lot.
Okay.
There was a video that we did and he kept on coming and I was like, what the fuck?
Like shooting coming?
Like he busted that nut, he couldn't pie me, and then like he kept going and going. Like, well, I like that.
Honey pack.
Okay.
Word. Yeah,
okay.
He was able to bust that note like 3 times back.
He said it was off the honey. You familiar with the honey?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Cool,
so,
cool,
Queen,
cool.
Have you ever encountered whack dick in the industry?
Encountered what?
Like whack dick.
Boring
like
dick.
Sorry ass dick?
Yeah. Boring dick.
Oh, yeah, there's a few of them. I hate them too. Because, like, every time when I go to do a scene, I always tell, if you don't know who I am, you better go watch them videos. Number one, be ready for my shit talk. I like to talk shit. I don't give a fuck. I know the type of woman that just scream and scream and
could you
stop.
Give us an example?
Do it to me.
You want it?
Do it to him.
You want it for
in his eyes. Look him in his eyes.
Okay. Yes.
And Wiki.
Go ahead. Go deeper on me, motherfucker. Go. Do it. Give it to me. I own that motherfucker. Dick. You heard me? I own that motherfucker. Yeah, keep going. Hand go hand. Don't fucking stop. I don't tell you to stop.
His face. How you feel?
That was empowering.
Let's clap it up for
Zero.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Shit. You know, I always tell them,
fuck.
Be prepared for my language. Be prepared for my talking. Do your homework because you're shooting with Queen Roll. You're not shooting with any other type of regular bitch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to come to me and you feel intimidated, might as well just find somebody else because I'm not going to go.
Some people, they get nervous.
I'm not submissive at all. I can't be submissive. For me, it's like you challenge me and I challenge you back.
Okay.
Let's go at it.
Do you?
Okay.
Are all Puerto Rican women like this? Like. You give me Jocelyn vibes.
I'm quite sure they're all Puerto Rican women like that. We freaky as fuck.
Jocelyn vibes.
Okay.
I got a question. You ever stabbed a nigga? That's a stigma.
Why is that your question?
That's a stigma.
You ever cut a nigga dick off?
Stab it like try to kill a nigga?
Or like just like chill nigga.
You pull a
knife. No.
She pulled a knife before.
Well, let me tell you something. I've never been a woman, aggressive woman or something like that.
Okay. Gotcha.
But my last relationship, I was going to kill that nigga.
Okay. Damn.
Yes.
I
oh
like
my
that.
God.
Like
you know, sometimes
like
a person to put you to the limit, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I saw myself because it was a toxic relationship. Like I will go to the club And I would show out and I slap the nigga right in his face. Get the fuck out. Right. Get the
fuck out. I like but that.
You know what I'm saying? It was of the fact of the line, the game, and all that shit, you know? And then I saw myself in a point I was like, that's not me. Why? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You don't need this. Then at that point, I realized I deserve better. And then I just walk away because I'm telling you, I was going to kill that nigga. To be honest with you, and at that time, it's not worth it.
It's not. It's not.
Clap it up for not killing that nigga.
Yeah, for sure. But would you say that the toxic sex is better?
Better, like
than people you might have not had those problems with.
I mean, he watched so much porn that he couldn't do nothing for me. The first year was good, but after that, oh my god. I mean, number one, he masturbated so much, they were not enough for me when I come home.
Really?
They were not enough for me. And then when Will has sex, he has a fucking control remote on his hand. And
doing
he
what?
Fast forward this shit, go back and forth on the same movie and look in the video, but he won't look in my face. So
he's watching porn while fucking
me. But he's not looking at me.
Oh. You know, what? He's with all this right here?
Exactly. So,
was it at least videos of you? That he was
no,
watching?
I wasn't doing porn back then.
He's a fucked up nigga.
He was watching random people, and I hated porn. To be honest with you, I hated porn because I mean, this nigga is not really fucking me. He's not enjoying me. He's not even looking at my face.
You know he watching your videos now, right?
Oh yeah, he asked me for it. Oh yeah, he said, "Baby, can you send me some videos? No, motherfucker, go buy them. Go Google me. You Google me now."
I'm sorry to hear that, young man. But how could you be seeing all this and not be looking at it?
Because I assuming at that time he wasn't interested. You feel me? Like
okay.
Like you could live with somebody and not be in love. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, like, so I heard that before.
Sometimes people live with people but because of it's convenient.
Okay.
And they don't have problems. They don't see probably all the choices. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And sometimes you're with somebody just because you used to. Not because it's love, not because the person still gets you, you know what I'm saying, that passionate or whatever. It's just convenience for you, you know what I'm saying? That's why you don't move forward and you stay there and settle for less.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense to me because in New York City where the rent is extremely high, you have a lot of people living with each other.
Oh, tell me about it. I know about it. Yeah. Exactly. And it's that's the point. It's convenience for you. And then if you count about your sex life is horrible.
Yeah, so if any of you guys looking to move somebody in, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of this shit.
Queen, you ever fell in love while working?
No.
No? The dick wasn't it couldn't have been that good.
No, it's not about the dick. I look more qualities on the man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you have a big or little or whatever the case might be. I look more into how responsible, how smart you are, if you got your shit together. You know what I'm saying? If you're a good person, I mean, there's other values more than a dick. You could get dick anywhere. You could buy dick and just fuck yourself. You know what I'm saying? But I'm quite sure that I'll make sure that person have more stuff to give me, not that dick only.
Where you buy a dick? Because I'm trying to sell some.
Oh. I'm trying to sell yours,
I could create a pay for you if you're trying to sell yours. Might I buy the plastic in the fucking store?
Yeah.
Because I don't pay for no dick.
Okay.
Just the plastic one.
Right.
I'll help you out sell it.
I bet we're going to
maybe a little lady right there that needs some, you know, some of that good day.
Did you know that we have a porn star in our cast?
Guess who's a porn star? Guess who's a porn star?
Who is a porn star?
No, guess which one?
Oh, I know.
Take a guess.
Oh, this right here over there.
No. In this.
Sitting up here.
His face look familiar, but maybe I
don't know. Oh, shit. That's so lit. You are going to lose. Oh, shit.
His OnlyFans name is Horse Business.
All right. Let's go down. Let's make that OnlyFans to make some fucking money and shit.
Exactly. So I'm playing around, Bryce.
Facts.
Bryce,
all right, say that.
If you could choose anyone to be a cameraman, who would you choose?
Damn. I got my boy McConnell, man.
All right, cool.
Shout out, man. Yeah,
because I wasn't doing that shit anyway. I don't want to see no horses.
Oh. I love horses.
You don't want to go to the stable?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, he gonna go to my stable.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
You missed out. You missed out, live.
Queen, have you ever like been on set and you was like, "Yo, I can't take this shit no more," because the dick was like too big, is like it was hurting you?
I don't run from the dick.
That's what's up.
I don't run from the dick. He may gonna have to run because I'm gonna drain that motherfucker so fast. Like I have seen some big ass dick, and they think they come to crush me. Like they say, I'm gonna crush you. I say, okay. All right, let's do it. Baby, they come on set, Poppy. They had to take it out.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! I said, oh, what happened? Aren't you going to crush me? And then, no. Let me take a break. And they take a break, and they come back, and they same take shit. Them out because they got to hold that nut. You know how it is.
Wait,
they
have I know
to,
how that is. So they be breaks, hold it. Maybe breaks in those scenes? Like when you watching a porn, yeah, there be breaks in between those scenes?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
Mm-hmm. So and there's some of my scenes like oh god, those are the ones I hated, when the dick don't get hard because you damn. suck and you do everything you can to get it hard and it doesn't get hard.
Your mouth start hurting?
Mouth, everything hurt. My pussy, because it gets hard and then it gets soft. It gets hard and then gets soft. So you know, sometimes maybe they have shoot a lot of scenes that day, and so I prefer that when they come to the scene, just for me to be the only one. Okay. And if you have been shooting back to back, just don't do
it.
You
still get paid though?
Oh yeah, you're still gonna get paid. It just had it as a woman, you know, as a female, try to get him hard sometime. I wasn't a scene that it took me forever. When I could have just done that shit in 45 minutes, it just took me forever.
You know how you could have got him hard faster? Eat his ass.
Is that
you eat ass, Queen?
I love eat ass.
Oh, it's coming up.
I don't know what it is. Yes, I don't know what it is, but when I'm eating ass, my pussy gets so fucking wet, and so I love it. I love to eat ass.
So you eat the
not
ass.
Everybody allow it though.
You eat ass and play with your pussy at the same time.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you
know everybody allow you to eat their ass? You know.
How do you say I eat ass in Spanish?
How you say what?
I eat ass in Spanish.
Yo como culo.
Yo como culo.
That's a song right there.
Yo como culo.
Yeah, I like that.
Say it. You say it now.
Yo como culo.
Yeah,
you say it now.
Yeah.
Say it.
What is it?
Say it.
No.
Yo como culo.
He pretending he don't.
You just gotta say no como culo.
Yeah, and we'll cut out the no.
But
part.
Okay, but I mean, when that's your soft spot, though, and the man, that's a soft spot, that part right there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why so some men are scared when you eat their ass. But I don't see nothing wrong when a female eats your ass.
Me neither.
You know, you have to enjoy it.
Only him.
Queen, you like girls?
I'm trying. You probably feel different.
That's two right now.
If I like girls, two.
Yeah, you like girls.
Two offers.
Yes, I like profile. Girls, but I don't like girls to have a relationship with a girl. I don't. No,
yeah,
I can't be strictly with pussy. I will be unfaithful. No, I need some dick on my life.
Okay.
I can't just be with a woman. Me? Who? I don't want myself. No.
Okay.
No. I mean, yes, I'll fuck the girl. You want me to eat her pussy? I turned that bitch all over the places, but I mean, not in a relationship, no.
I got a question. Is scissoring really what women make it seem? Like, is it that intense?
I like that. Yeah. I like that. I like scissoring. And I think I only did it with poor Chacarera. Haven't find the girl. I did really good with Porcha. I love her. She's my baby. But beside her, because I think when we got into it real good. But beside her, I feel like I need somebody very intense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I really haven't found a girl that is in my level beside Porcha, because it's more like soft. Like I ride rough. You know what I'm saying? I like rough. So I want a girl just like me, like fucking talk shit to me, like fucking pull my hair or grab my nail. Or, you know what I'm saying? Don't be soft. Just because you're a girl, don't be soft. Just be rough too, you know?
Okay.
You be strapping them too?
I haven't really, let me think about it. I haven't done that yet. I'm looking for the right bitch so I could fuck the shit out of them.
Okay, cool. So you got some stuff. Is this the 2024 bucket list?
Hell yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. I want to do some... some of the call hole scenes. I want to fuck a motherfucker. I think I already got it.
You want to fuck a nigga?
Yeah, I want to fuck a nigga the shit out of it because he wants me to fuck the shit out of him and talk shit to him. So,
oh.
And humiliate him. So, yes, I'm going to do that, bitch.
She talking about naked trumpet.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck you like, shit out of him.
You in the, like, pee?
Me drinking pee?
Not drinking pee.
Like golden showers.
Be peed on.
Oh, hell yeah. I drink a whole gallon of water and I pee on your shit. Yeah, and I make him drink it too.
You ever been pissed on?
What?
You ever been pissed on?
No, and I'm not going to allow that.
That's not her thing.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant.
She's doing the peeing.
No, I do the pee. Oh, but don't pee on my ass because I'm just, boy, we finna fight. I mean, that's just not my type.
Okay, I feel you.
No, not me. No, I'll do it to you.
Nah, I'm good.
What about shit? Would you shit on somebody?
I don't care. I shit on that motherfucker. He gonna pay good money.
Oh, they gotta pay good money.
They gotta pay good money.
What's good money? What's good money?
You know that there's a girl that she sell her Scott video for $500-$600. It was one video.
Ooh,
one video. They pay good. I had done it though. I had done video like that.
Shit.
Scott?
Yeah, but private. No, no,
okay, okay, gotcha, my, gotcha, gotcha.
No real, you know what I'm saying? But private, I have sell them.
What is your OnlyFans and stuff? Like, if you just want to say.
OnlyFans.com/QueenRoe.
Okay, cool. Pretty simple.
Go!
You sell, like, panties and shit?
I sell panties and sell everything you want.
Word. Okay, cool. Yeah.
You ever sold, like, dirty panties?
Of course, I masturbate in the penny and I send it. And he wants shit on it, and I put shit on it and I sell it to him. I wipe my ass with it.
Wipe your ass with it.
Send it to him.
I think women
that's what you want. Yeah. That's what they want. That's what I give them.
How much is the shitty thong going for?
I don't know. Sometimes you have to negotiate when they don't pay the right price. But
okay,
it depends. I'm not that type of person where it can that sometimes with the fans. Make them seem impossible. You feel me?
Okay.
I'm very close to my friend, and I'm not really about, you know, I don't want to kill this nigga. Poppy,
you're a people person.
Yeah, I've been a social worker for years. That's my career.
Oh, for real?
Yes. Okay.
Clap it up.
Right before I get to the industry, I worked 30 years for the state of Florida, and I worked for the hospital too.
Okay.
So, and I was a teacher, so I have education.
Damn, you was a teacher too?
I didn't say you did it.
You've been giving back to the community your whole life.
Yeah, I've been a social worker all my life because now I'm still a social worker. Now I relieve stress, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I listen to complaints.
Yes, that's true.
And I mean, if I see like maybe that day, I said, you know what? Just give it to him for $20. What the fuck? Kill my pocket. That's not gonna kill my pocket. One thing you gotta understand that you had to everything when you come from the bottom and you had to build it, right?
Right.
It's like you're building a house, you start from the bottom all the way up. So you cannot just from the way up, you know, and start going, no. You need to build it. And that's what I had done all my career. I build it and a people person, and I always gonna be like that. I'm never gonna change. And why? I mean, if I could make your day wonderful today, why not?
That's a fine. I respect that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yes.
What were you saying, Super?
Oh, you said you were a teacher.
I was a teacher.
What grade did you teach?
Just kindergarten.
Damn. Oh. I wish you was my teacher.
I can imagine myself teaching high school. Let me tell you, because when I go to the school and pick up the kids sometimes, oh, little kids or something else.
What's like, the wildest shit a kindergartner ever said to you?
No,
kids are innocent.
It's the high school kids.
It'd be high school kids.
Oh, yeah, high school, yes.
It's an ass fat, Miss Rogue.
You know what?
Let me eat it.
You know what they eat? They put my picture on the school, all over the places.
For real?
Like naked?
They was arguing with her grandson. Had got into an argument or something, so they kind of wanted to humiliate him or something. So they posted my pictures all over, and then he had a video of the girl that did it. Had a girl sucking dick, so I print the pictures and I put her.
Oh,
so
shit.
I put her ass. I said, but bitch. I said, bitch, you sucking dick for free at the age of 16.
Yeah, you're right.
But this bitch right here is making money,
man. You're right,
you won't catch me at 16 year old doing that shit.
That's a fact.
Hey, man.
Miss Rogue is gangster.
Don't do
damn,
shit.
I don't know if I can say you're right.
Don't fuck with my family. Don't fuck with my family because My family know what I do. Right. I never hide it. And I sit down with them. And when I took the decision to do that, because obviously for my family, being the only one that went to college and graduated college, you know what I'm saying?
That's lit.
And don't get me wrong, I had 3 years of theology also, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm from a religion, people, church and stuff like that. So for my family, you know what I'm saying? It was very hard.
I'm sure.
My mom was very proud of me and stuff like that. And then when I decided to do porn, it was like the whole work ended.
Gotcha.
It was very upset. And then I had to sit down with my kids and I had to explain them why I'm doing this. And this is the reason. You know what I'm saying? So I never thought that I was going to become famous. That wasn't my intention. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I told myself, okay, so what I do behind doors, I'm going to do it where everybody could see me. Might as well go hard and get your fucking job done. Sure. Don't just go halfway. So if I'm going to put my reputation there and I'm going to put my shit on the line, might as well, I'm going to make that motherfucker good work.
And I want you to look into the eyes and tell that to these people, because we got a lot of halfway people that's like teetering the line of, they kind of want to, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do this. But
you know what I'm saying? My advice is, if you're not sure of what you want, don't do it. Don't put yourself on that predicament for then go home and regret it. Right. Or when you see that video going viral or going in every free size and your face all over and people see what you did and then you want to feel bad about yourself, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You're going to do this job or you go 100% on it or just don't do it. Don't do it, because then, number one, you're going to go do it. You're not sure of what you're going to do. You're going to feel bad about it. And then you're not going to get that work done and you're going to make no money. And now your reputation is fucked up. You heard?
Right.
People are not going to look at you the same way. So don't put yourself on that predicament. You heard?
For sure.
If you're going to put yourself on that predicament, get your fucking work done.
You heard? Amen.
Make like your that. Money.
I heard you.
I think that was solid advice. Solid advice. Slide gems. Were you saying super?
No, I was just saying, clap it up.
Oh.
So, your kids, are they grown?
My kids are grown.
How is your relationship with them?
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, my kids, as of right now, to be honest with you, they respect me more than before.
Good.
I've always been a woman, and I was a single mom. I always raised my kids, and I say it like that. You know, I raised my kids, not with the money I'm making now. I raised my kids being a social worker. When I had come to United States, and the language barrier was real bad. Sometimes still bad. You know what I'm saying? But when I came, I didn't know no English. I was running from a domestic relationship. So I took my 3 kids and left. And then when I got here to United States, I was not able to find a job with my degree. So I'm saying, I was able, but my language wasn't Spanish. I wasn't ready to have a communication as a social worker with somebody. So I had to work in warehouses. I was making $3.75 peeling tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? And people talk and they don't know what that person been through, what is behind that person past. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might be seeing me here, but this is not how I raised my kids. None of this. This is not how I helped my family. That I used to stay in 12 hours a day, okay, in the damn bell right here, peeling tomatoes, $3.75. From that job, I moved to another warehouse where I used to plastic. But I was like, you know what? Hell no, this is not what I studied for. So I went to school for 2 years. I studied English. I would watch the news. I read the newspaper. And then that's how I started working for the state of Florida as a social worker. I started from the bottom. I started like translate for people. And if I didn't understand.
That's a good job,
Jesus. Yeah, if I didn't understand why the social
just make worker it up, make it up.
Say, I'll make it up. I'll make it up. Just a fact. I'll make it up.
Y'all remember the lady in the court that was doing the thing?
Oh yeah, she's doing fake sign language.
Yes.
Oh, I sure did a lot of that. So if I didn't understand, I'll make it up, and then we'll go through the interview, and the lady got approval for thing. From there, I jumped in to be a clerk. From clerk, I became a social worker. So I worked there for years because I like to help people. If pulling food stand on somebody's household,
okay.
So you can teach me how to get food stamps. You can teach me how to get foolscap.
I'll teach you how to get foolscap. I'll show you. Listen.
We gotta talk.
I did full stance. So I still remember every single screen that I did when I did full stance. I was a protective services caseworker also, but I could handle the job. That's one thing I cannot tolerate. Child abuse.
If I got some shit going on my BM, you could get her arrested.
On your what?
My baby mother.
Baby's mother.
You could get her arrested.
We could talk about it. I could give you advices.
Vince, what you want right now?
In the hospital, when I work in the hospital, I was in charge of the patients, self-pay patients, which is the people that don't have insurance. And it's also people that became disabled due to a car accident.
My boy's a doctor, right?
So,
my boy's a doctor.
No, I'm not.
She
likes
doctors, nigga.
Oh. So I also did disability cases, and I deal with the social security officers. If you're disabled, I could help you to get your disability check.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, but you know, this came after, this opportunity came after I wasn't working any longer for the hospital and I lost my job.
Okay.
And I was working in another things, you know, like doing taxes and stuff like that, but somebody told me about this, so I was like,
You had a long road to get to where you at now.
Yes.
You got mad jobs. That's what's up.
Jamaican people work a lot too, so.
Y'all got the same storyline. Y'all come here, y'all get your life together,
What was your first scene like when you did shoot your first scene?
My first scene was a girl get a scene with Virgo Petty Dog.
I know that person.
It was
It was a girl.
A girl.
A girl scene.
And the other person name is Virgo Paradox.
Virgo. I did it with Virgo. We have a lot of scenes together.
Okay.
And then after that, if I'm not mistaken, Richardman. Yeah, I think I did it with Richardman. And that scene was so painful. Because he was big.
Okay.
He was big, and being my first scene with him, oh my God, I think I was like 3 days sore.
Really?
I wasn't prepared for that.
Okay.
I mean, I did what I had to do. I didn't let him. Oh, hell no. I took a battle. Oh, hell no.
You should have did your homework.
No. Listen, at that point, it was no homework. Oh, you in or you out, so you go for it. So, and I was like, woo.
What would you say is the biggest size dick you took?
I think the biggest size, my cameraman has the biggest dick.
Ooh, who's that? Who's that?
Yeah. I think my cameraman.
Makana.
My cameraman and Brickzilla are the biggest dick that I have.
Yo, there a Brickzilla, my nigga?
Price loves that nigga.
Oh, yeah.
That's his role model.
Yeah.
That's his role model.
Oh, you work with Brizella too?
I work with Brizella. Okay. We did a double, but right now, like a threesome.
Okay.
But right now, so we're talking about shoot a boy girl scene. I do need to fuck that nigga again. I do. Damn.
I didn't get enough of him.
I didn't get enough.
Oh, okay.
You the first?
I got a question.
Okay,
you see how you just said you can't wait to fuck him again? If you shoot a scene with somebody, you can't fuck them off camera. Like,
I prefer not to. You know what I'm saying? I look at my job as very respectful as my job, and no, I don't fuck off camera like that.
Once you make it personal, it's like different.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to mix your personal with your job. You know what I'm saying? My job is my job, don't get me wrong, but after this scene, bye.
Yeah,
I don't mix that. You know what I'm saying? That's just me.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That's dope.
I prefer to just fuck a regular person.
Regular. I'm not gonna lie. But those of you guys, because we have an audience here, Miss Queen Rogue, who probably they don't know you because some of them could be younger, right? Or some of them are older and just don't know, right? Miss Queen Rogue, why am I saying Miss Queen Rogue? Queen Rogue is a very voluptuous woman, right? For those of you who don't know, and you haven't clicked on her OnlyFans yet, but you're going to after this, right? Is it possible that they could get a twirl or something to see what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah.
You want to know what's going on?
They want to know what's going on.
I don't give a damn.
They want to see what's going on.
See what's going on.
That's a twirl.
Yeah, what if you want to see?
I'll
see how bad that
I can show you more.
Yeah.